You can find all this at the National Air and Space Museum? Dizzy Gillespie's trumpet. Tito Puente's timbales. Terry Bradshaw's laptop from Sex and the City.
Later that day, I got to thinking about fairy tales.
The National Museum of American History is being renovated, so for the next year and a half, more than 150 artifacts of Americana will be moved into a temporary display at the Air and Space Museum, including the top hat Abraham Lincoln wore the night he was assassinated, the light bulb Thomas Edison used to demonstrate incandescent light, and the most famous green of all time.
Greetings, Kermit the Frog here.
The newest acquisitions include a piece of New Orleans' London Avenue Canal levee wall, which was destroyed by Hurricane Katrina's floodwaters last year. The Treasures of American History Gallery will be filled with artifacts that are signs of American identity, innovation, and sometimes national challenge. Two special guests helped unveil the exhibit.
Howdy, folks. The Lollipop Kid from The Wizard of Oz is here.
Jerry Marin and Ruth Tucini starred as Munchkins in the 1938 film. This week, they were reunited with Dorothy's ruby slippers, the scarecrow costume worn by Ray Bolger, the Technicolor camera used in the production, and a page of script that contains a famous line.
Toto, I have a feeling we're not in Kansas anymore.
Ruth Tucini moved to Los Angeles during World War II to play the role of Rosie the Riveter at Douglas Aircraft.
I worked on the inner wing of the C-54 transport plane. I could get into places where the bigger people couldn't get in. And they hired several of the little people because I was actually bucking rivets. At that time, they would buck the rivets. You'd sit on one side with a heavy bar and they'd shoot the rivets.
Mr. Sidney now lives in Phoenix. Lollipop Kid Jerry Marin and his wife live in Los Angeles. Mr. Marin went on to play Buster Brown on TV and radio and Little Oscar, the man inside Oscar Mayer's Wienermobile.
I like meeting the children, and especially from the people from the Midwest. They love us more than anything because The Wizard of Oz is their story. The girl who lives in a farm who wants to go investigate the rest of the world, you know, so.
And at the gallery's opening this week, in between doling out autographs and posing for pictures, Jerry Marin told what made him famous the first time.
The city council of Munchkinland designated me to be part of the welcoming committee when Dorothy landed on the Yellow Brick Road. And when she landed on the Yellow Brick Road, me and my two buddies come out of the crowd and welcomed her like this. I represent the Lollipop Guild, the Lollipop Guild, the Lollipop Guild, and in the name of the Lollipop Guild,
we wish to welcome you to Munchkinland.
Okay, Munchkins, this is NPR News.